Hello, welcome to Spiritual Mixtape. I'm your host, Daisy Mack, and today we are having a little pit stop and talking about the LA wildfires. And this is mainly because I literally do not have the capacity to think much beyond what is happening in my adoptive hometown. If you have not been aware, this week we have experienced intense, unprecedented wildfires. I'm recording this on Saturday, the 11th of January. I wanted to get ahead of my recording schedule a little bit. I just don't know what will happen, because in the future for me, it would be in the recent past for you, on Tuesday we have more winds coming, which could make the fires worse. But as it stands on Saturday the 11th, there have been 5 fires, 2 of which are incredibly large, and the loss of life, thankfully, right now is very small in comparison. Like, there is no loss of life that's ever okay. But given the scale to which LA is burning, it's absolutely incredible that the loss of life hasn't been greater. However, having said that, I don't want to actually stay on that right now, because it's likely to change as this situation develops. But what you can see right now is that there's huge loss of structures. People have lost their homes. They're counting it right now as like 20,000 structures that have been lost, and there are, I think, 80,000 people in evacuation centers, and 130,000 people on evacuation warnings. I've lived in LA for 10 years, and I will say that I have never seen anything like this in my time here. We've had one terrible fire, the Woolsey, in 2018. But I haven't seen anything like it. And I actually don't want to talk too much about my feelings about it, because it's not that who cares. I mean, why would you be tuning in if you didn't care about my opinion on stuff? But it just feels so wrong to use the platform that I have to talk simply about how I feel about the fires, rather than using the platform for a place of good. So I want to start by saying, if you are able to give, if you feel a calling on your heart to give, to help, to be of service, there are some things that you can do. The first is money. Money is running out for certain services, and getting money to the right places is, it's not that it's more useful than dropping off donations if you're in LA, but say you're my friends in Australia, the UK, Europe, and you want to donate, I would recommend these three places to start. So the first one is the Humane Society in Pasadena. They are treating burnt animals. They're also sheltering people's pets, people who've been displaced and their pets have been displaced with them. They're not able to bring their pets into the shelters, and they're coordinating with other shelters throughout the region to have their original shelter animals taken elsewhere to be adopted, and they're taking care of people's pets and stray animals that are coming in with burns. So that's Pasadena Humane Society, and I will drop all of this into the show notes. I also want to suggest following along with my friend Chloe Fisher. She has amazingly organized a GoFundMe where she will raise money within GoFundMe, and between her and GoFundMe, they will ensure that the people who get the money, who get like a bursary, get like bursary is probably the wrong word, like they'll get a cash amount from her GoFundMe, but GoFundMe will ensure that they're legitimate people and not scammers. I'm going to talk to you a bit about like some of the issues that we're having here after I give all the ways in which you can help. So Chloe is going through that process and she's doing it on two sides. She's raising that fund, which then she'll work with GoFundMe to ensure that the money goes into the right hands of the right people who truly need help, because their whole lives have gone, their house, all the memories, and they're literally rebuilding. So I will drop Chloe's details into this, but also she's also going to use the other half of the fund to give to charities who are working with animals. And she's just in the process of fundraising without necessarily knowing where the funds will go, but ensuring that she's working with a partner to make you feel comfortable with it. So she'll work with GoFundMe to ensure that all of the money goes to the right people. And I wouldn't recommend or say that I trust someone if I didn't. So I'm going to tell you to trust my girl Chloe and to follow her story. It's really magical what she's doing, and I wish that more people were able to help. It's difficult to help, and these situations make people behave in ways they wouldn't usually behave. But since Chloe is able to hold space for us all and do this incredible thing, I would love you to support her, follow her along. The other place in which you can give money is the Red Cross. And I'm going to use the KCAL link in my show notes. So KCAL is one of our local TV stations here. They have had impeccable and incredible coverage going through the last week with the fires. And they are working with the Red Cross to ensure that the money that you donate now does stay in California, does stay in LA, does go to the people it needs to go to. Now, I know that when I posted this on my social media, a few people said, I don't trust big charities to do the right thing, or I just feel like big charities, your donation gets lost in the administration. And I just want to say, I do understand what you're saying and what you're encouraging me to put forward, which is why I hold what Chloe's doing in such high esteem and high regard. That definitely feels like it's got a really like that your money is almost going from your hands to the hands of the person that needs it. And I understand that with a company or a charity as big as the Red Cross, it just feels like, especially if you feel like you're not giving a particularly big donation, that you're like, well, it's just gonna go into nothingness. It won't touch the people I want it to touch. Well, the Red Cross are the charity working through the evacuation centers. They are the people that are really in, they're the boots on the ground. They are the people who are dishing up the food, coordinating with the other charities in LA, and then being the people who are holding space and giving out the food and the clothes within the evacuation centers. That is actually the Red Cross. So they do need our help if you can. So I understand what you're saying about big charities, but I just want to put people to feel rest assured, people to feel confident that even though it's a big charity, they are truly in the evacuation centers. They are doing good work for the fires. And if it makes you feel better to have big companies behind it, like I said, KCAL, this is their link to the Red Cross and Erwan are also working with the Red Cross. I'll see if I can find that link. I don't know if they have their own link or if they're just doing a money match. So the reason I haven't been on my own socials or like try and do my own GoFundMe is I actually live in the hills. I live in Laurel Canyon and we are home and we are safe. But this is an active situation and it's hard for me to do the research that needs to be done into getting you like the exact, like it's very hard for me to be available in the ways I want to be available. Well, I don't know if you can hear that on the recording, but I have alerts going off on my phone all the time because there could be a fire by my house at any point. And I'm not ready to talk about. Yeah, I'm just not ready to talk about what happened the other night when we had a fire by here, but it was, I've lived through some pretty weird, gnarly things in my life, but being evacuated from your home and leaving, knowing that you could come back to nothing, seeing all of your neighbors leave, seeing your neighbors like racing back up the hill to get, you know, their kids, their pets, their go bags, like whatever it is, it was absolutely terrifying. And going to bed that night, seeing my hill burning was awful. And if that is a fraction of how other people are feeling in this city right now, because they have gone through, yeah, it's just, it's not something I feel like I can talk about on here yet. But just because I'm not sharing it doesn't mean that I don't want to tell you. It's just while we're in it, this is also why I'm struggling to do a podcast episode, because it's, I do want to tell you everything. I want to get it off of my heart. I want you to have this. I want to be able to tell you what's happening, but it is so wild to be in the midst of it right now. And, you know, in a few weeks' time, when hopefully we're through it, we've had the first rains, because this is the other problem, we've had no rain. Although they're saying, you know, hopefully when the winds die down next week, we'll be okay. Until there's rain, the vegetation is dry and it could combust at any point. It's a wildfire. And of course there's arson too, but it's a wildfire. So when we're out of that, I would love to be able to raise money for people who are affected, raise money or offer some kind of support for the first responders. I'm a breathwork teacher. I'm all about looking after your nervous system, taking care of people. But right now, it's so hard to think straight when you're watching, you're on edge and you're not wanting it to happen, but at the same time you're having to be alert in case it does. I actually do want to mention just one more charity. It's not a charity. This is another person who I'm going to call her a friend. I would love it if she was my friend. She's an amazing, amazing, amazing artist. And I saw this on her Instagram. Leora Passaro, she is incredible. Please go and follow her too. And one of her clients who bought one of her amazing pieces, it had been damaged while shipping, and it had gone to the restorers the day before the fires. Their whole house has burnt down, and the only thing, or one of the only things left, because it happened to go to the restorers the day before, is this picture. But it's made Leora decide that she wants to gather art prints from her own collection, but from other artists, so that when people rebuild their homes, they can get this art. They can start over. And it's just, there are just so many ways that you can be of service in this. There are so many ways that you can bring smiles and light to a really difficult situation. And I love that one. And look, if you're not an artist, so you're like, there's nothing I can give to Leora, or if you're like, I don't have money to give to Chloe's fund, what I want to say is please follow Chloe, Leora, and Pasadena Humane. Like and comment on their posts. Get on their mailing list, forward on their emails, spread the word. Like, again, there are so many ways that you can be of service, that you can bring light into the situation. You do not have to give money. Just give your time, your attention, your intentionality. You will be surprised at how much of a difference that makes, how much sharing these stories, sharing these positive ways. You are more powerful, and like, you can help by just engaging. So I'm gonna leave it there. If you want a practice, the episode before this one where I do a channeled quantum meditation, that's for you, my friend. So wild how that one came about. You know, I was doing that on the eve of being evacuated, and on the night when we were staying with friends, when we didn't know if we were coming home, I did that very meditation because I thought to myself, you know, this, I had so many problems recording that episode. It was meant to be doing something else altogether. And I very much believe that our future self reaches through time to make us, to gift us that skill, tool, comfort that we're going to need in that moment. And maybe that episode wasn't for anyone else apart from for me, and awesome if it was. So look, send love to LA. That's another thing you can do. Send love to LA. Send love to these fires. There are a million things in the world right now that need your love and your attention. I'm sorry if life is overwhelming. And I definitely don't mean to add other things to your list of places in which you're concerned about, or situations in which you're concerned about. But if you have the capacity to just send a little bit of love, to just send some rain our way, it would be greatly appreciated. I'm very grateful for this community. I'm very grateful for you. Thank you for listening to this episode. I am really, really excited to see you on the other side of this. And I love you very much. Take care.